This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. Phasing out pollution and changing inefficient industries, which damage the environment, for greener systems and solutions represents the biggest financial opportunity of the century. That's according to Bertrand Piccard, psychiatrist, UN Goodwill Ambassador, chair of the Solar Impulse solar-powered aircraft project, and the first person ever to make a nonstop balloon flight around the world, back in 1999. In his many roles and endeavors, he explores methods of protecting the environment in a profitable way, hoping to disrupt how industries adapt to the needs of climate action today. He explained to Yasmina Guerda, who's at the key COP24 climate change conference in Katowice, Poland, that implementing cleaner solutions to curb climate change is not a financial burden, but an economic and environmental investment.
I launched this project because I know that the other people who are entrepreneurs will only protect the environment if it's profitable. So I decided to identify, select, evaluate solutions that can protect the environment in a profitable way. So the Solar Impulse Foundation in itself was launched in 2004 already. It was the educational side of the project to fly around the world in a solar-powered airplane. And after the success of this flight in 2016, we have oriented the Solar Impulse Foundation exclusively on this part of identifying the solutions, promoting the solutions, and giving the desire to everybody to use these solutions.
How many solutions have you identified so far?
So far, we have 1,400 companies, which is a lot. They have signed up at the Solar Impulse Foundation to submit their solutions. We have 600 solutions in the pipeline of assessment, and 55 have finished the assessment process and have the label. And this is in the field of water, energy, cities, including mobility, industry and agriculture. So 5 SDGs.
5 Sustainable Development Goals. Is there some of those initiatives that you would like to share?
You know, we have the big solutions. The one that can make houses energy neutral. The one that can make cities so much smarter with smart grids. All this. But you also have small startups who come with ways to decrease the use of fuel by 20% in a car and the emissions of particles by 80%. The point I try to make is that the biggest industrial market and financial opportunity of the century is to transform the old devices, systems, and infrastructures, which are inefficient and polluting, into efficient and clean and much more profitable industrial processes, devices, systems, technologies, and solutions. This is what can make a big difference for the protection of the environment and fighting climate change, that it is profitable, that people are going to create jobs and make money with it.
And for the entrepreneurs or the people who want to see change but are maybe living in communities that are a lot more hand-to-mouth, a lot more on a survival mode, what is your advice to help them still pursue the green path?
Most of the really poor communities would have a huge benefit in producing their energy themselves with renewable sources, where they don't depend on buying energy abroad. This would allow them to develop their wealth, develop social stability, develop peace. They would not need to fight for energy. They would produce it themselves. This is a way to empower people.
It still requires a very big investment, or initial investment maybe. How can we get over that problem?
Today we see that the most profitable solutions need a little bit more upfront investment, and afterward they bring much more money back. So it's clear that we need to find investors who are happy to put the money upfront and to share the profit later on with these communities. But this is much more promising than just spending money to buy oil and burn it. When you build a new infrastructure to produce your own energy, it's an investment. It brings you more money than it costs to you. We need, from the governments, much more ambitious environmental targets and energy policies. Because as long as it is allowed to pollute, who's going to use the new systems, even if they are more profitable?
Here in Katowice at the COP24, it has been brought over and over again to the attention of the leaders and the decision makers that, of course, transitioning to greener energies can have some of the policies can have a very big social impact. What is your advice?
Increasing the price of gasoline touches everybody and doesn't make a big change. You have to do exactly the opposite. You have to make very big impact in disturbing the smallest number of people. Because how can you imagine that a driver in France will accept to pay his fuel for more money when he knows that there are still diesel buses that are bought by public procurement in all the cities of France? When soya beans and palm oil coming from deforested areas in the world are allowed in France to be imported? You need first to put electric buses everywhere. You need to prevent products to be imported when they come from deforested areas. So if you start with big, big problems that you solve without disturbing a lot of people, then afterward you can ask some efforts to everybody.
You've been an advocate now for so long, and you've been witnessing these conversations at the lower level, the higher level. I know you're very confident because of the technological advances. Do you have hope on the political front? And do these negotiations seem to show that you're being heard?
I'm only confident that it will bring something if the politicians and the negotiators understand that the solutions exist and they can use these solutions to reach their goals. But as long as they believe that protection of the environment and fighting climate change is requiring a lot of sacrifice and is very expensive, then they will do nothing. And I can understand them. And this is why I want to change their mind and show how many profitable solutions exist. The biggest industrial market of the century to earn money and create jobs and sustain growth is modernizing the old polluting systems and transform them into efficient and clean systems.